A man who's wanted for bombing a plane just escaped some of the many charges against him. His name is Luis Posada Carriles. He's a Cuban national. He's a longtime opponent of Cuban President Fidel Castro, and he once worked for the CIA. The Cuban and Venezuelan governments want him for bombing a Cuban airliner in 1976. He is here in the United States and was finally about to stand trial on immigration charges when the judge threw out the case. NPR's Greg Allen is following this story. He's on the line from Miami. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Got to note that the judge called the prosecutor's actions shocking and outrageous. What did they do?
Well, what happened, a little background here, is that Posada came to the U.S. in 2005, and he applied to become a citizen. What happened next is what the judge called shocking and outrageous. The government brought him in for a naturalization interview, even though they knew at the time that he was ineligible. He'd been convicted of a felony in Panama. The felony, by the way, was taking part in a plot to assassinate Fidel Castro. But he was pardoned later. He came, the felony was on its record. And even though they had no intention of making him a citizen, they scheduled the interview anyhow. And it was not a typical interview. This is something that lasted over 2 days. There was two government lawyers present. It was all taped. There was, of course, Posada had two of his lawyers present. It was quite a bit of jockeying back and forth. And as it went forward, going over the transcript, the judge said it was clear that they had no intention of interviewing him for immigration. They were just trying to build a criminal case against him.
So they deceived him into an interrogation that he might otherwise have refused.
Exactly. And I'm sure that for Posada, it was clear that that's what was going on, why he had his lawyers present. But that, under our law, is not allowed, that you can just bring someone in and just try to fish around for criminal charges against him.
So why is this man so wanted that the government would have gone to those lengths to get him?
Well, he's one of these people that has been around in the public eye for 40 years or more. He's a passionate anti-Castro Cuban, and with a make that a capital P. For 40 years, he'd been working to overthrow the communist regime down there. He was involved in the Bay of Pigs operation in 61, even though his ship never landed there. But he's 79 years old, a contemporary of Castro, went to the same university. Since then, he's just fought as hard as he can to overthrow the man, taking part in several efforts of sabotage. The one that we know most about, or that's best known, is the one that is something that happened in 76, a bombing of a Cuban jetliner in which 73 people were killed. Posada has been linked with that, that bombing, and both Cuba and Venezuela have been trying to extradite him for years, but the U.S. has refused to send him there on those charges.
Well, then there's this other bombing, a hotel bombing in Havana, and last week on this program, people heard that U.S. and Cuban officials, much as they may have differences on other issues, are working together to try to solve that bombing. Where does that case stand?
Right. Well, the U.S. and Cuban officials have cooperated together on a few cases over the years. And, of course, this is the latest one. What we know about that is that the FBI agents went to Cuba last year, spent time working with authorities there. And they're looking into this case. There was a string of bombings in Havana around 1997. The particular bombing here is one at a Havana hotel where an Italian tourist was killed. And there's a witness involved, allegedly, and there's documents that seem to link Posada to that case. A grand jury is meeting in New Jersey considering everything there, and we'll see if their charges will be brought in that case. And that's kind of the next shoe that could drop.
Is it fair to call this man a terrorist, given all these incidents in which he's been linked, to which he's been
linked?
Well, you'll
certainly find many people around the world and in this country who have no problem calling him a terrorist. If you have someone who there is evidence that links him to bombings, and that certainly in this post-9/11 world would qualify someone as a terrorist. Now, you talk to people in Miami, and that's not everyone, but certainly there are many people in Miami who steadfastly reject that label, saying he's been a fighter who's taken the struggle directly to Castro for years. But I have talked to people who say, we don't condone violence, but we refuse to believe all the things they charge Posada with. If give him his day in court, and we'll see what happens. And he might get his day in court about all this.
When you talk about here in Miami, of course, you're talking about Cuban exiles. How closely is this case being followed there?
Oh, it's very closely followed. I mean, the local Spanish language radio, it is a very big case. It's very hotly contested. Recently, there was a demonstration about Posada back in January that turned violent. You had protesters on both sides, turned into a scuffle. The police came. So it's very closely followed. He's a very celebrated figure here, and he'll be coming He'll be coming back home to Miami, I think, as early as today or tomorrow. We'll see if he gets a hero's welcome when he gets back here. But he kind of represents for many people the face of the struggle against Fidel Castro.
So having been brought in for this interrogation, then having been charged, now having been freed, is he just a free man? He can wander around the United States as he wishes?
Well, the government has three options here. They basically can let him walk, which is the way it looks now. They can declare him a terrorist, as we discussed, or they can consider extradition, and that's another tough decision. I don't think that the U.S. law doesn't allow us to extradite someone to countries where they may be tortured, and they say that could be the case not just with Cuba, but also with Venezuela.
Greg, good talking with you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. And again, the news here, a federal judge has dismissed immigration charges against Luis Posada Carriles, a 79-year-old Cuban national who's wanted in Cuba for a 1976 bombing of a Cuban airliner. He's wanted for other crimes in other places as well.